Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Taking Your Next Step podcast from Collegians for Christ. Through each episode, we will journey together focusing on knowing what you believe and why you believe it. If you are eager, like I am, to strengthen your faith, then take your next step now by joining us in today's episode. So we're emphasizing this idea of knowing God better. And one way we can know God better is through prayer. When you think about prayer, it is universal. What do I mean by that? No matter where you go, you will find prayer. Anyone can pray anywhere, anytime. And the thing about prayer is it translates all cultures and languages. If you think about it, it's really a global phenomenon. Why is that? Have you ever wondered why prayer is everywhere? We find people in remote villages trying to pray. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We're going to come back to another prayer of Paul's in Ephesians chapter 3. In Paul's prayer for these people, he reveals some things to us. He reveals the power of prayer in our pursuit of knowing God. It's we can know God better through the avenue of prayer. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, he says, "This for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would do this, that he would grant you," here's his prayer request, "grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge." And watch this, here's the end, "that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." So in our passage, prayer does this, it strengthens the inner man. Paul's praying that we would understand and be grounded in the love of Jesus, that we'd be able to comprehend the greatness of God. We would be filled with the fullness of God. What is that? It is to know Him fully. Prayer is what unites us with God. Think about it like this. Prayer is the highway that leads us into knowing God and ends with us encountering God. So in knowing God better through prayer, first we learn this, that prayer is instinctive. We pray because of who we are. This is why we pray. Because you and I are made in the image of God, we are designed to do this, reflect and relate to God, our Creator. In creation and conscience, God speaks to you and I. He speaks generally to us. And from that, there is a natural tendency to do what? To respond to God. One theologian said it this way, "We all have an incurable God sickness." Think about that. We all have this innate divine call from God that we cannot get rid of. That's why you find the remote village that has some type of prayer. They're trying to do chants and they're trying to figure out how to communicate with the deity above. We all naturally feel the need to make the effort to communicate with this being. We instinctively try to call out to him. At this stage, though, the knowledge of God is so vague, we're unable to respond in real conversation. It's like meeting someone for the first time. Everything's just very superficial. But in Scripture, God speaks to us specifically, special revelation. Prayer and the Word of God go, what, hand in hand. Scripture allows you and I to move from the vague understanding, a vague understanding of who God is and knowing God, to knowing God in greater detail. You see, the better we know God, the better we can respond to Him. So we pray because of who we are, but we pray because of who He is. This is why prayer even exists. God is Trinity. We mean by that there's one God expressed in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And prayer exists because God exists in what? In relationship. That's what the Trinity is. In that relationship, there is communication between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why God is love. That love has to be in relationship. And so the power of our prayers is not found in our effort. It's not found in our technique. It's not even found in our perseverance. But rather, it is found in our knowledge of God. You see, the better we get to know who God is, the better our communication will be. We will know how to respond correctly and to get the most benefit from it. So prayer is instinctive. But secondly, in knowing God better through prayer, we learn that prayer is instructive. Prayer is this, it's knowing God. Prayer is ultimately our response to God. God comes to us first, and He initiates. He is the initiator. If He didn't come to us first, we would never reach out to Him. But based on our knowledge of who God is, we will fashion our thoughts and actions around that understanding. Thus, this is our knowledge of God. And the clearer and better our understanding of God, the better our prayers will be. The more we practice prayer, responding and communicating with God, the greater our understanding of God will be. They go hand in hand. And so prayer is essentially this: it's recognizing the greatness of God. As we grow in our knowledge of God, we can then begin to understand who God is and how to relate to Him correctly. And the more we communicate with Him, the greater we will understand who He is. It goes hand in hand. Prayer is knowing God, but prayer is also knowing ourselves. As we grow in our knowledge of God, we can begin to understand more about who we are, why we do what we do, what we should be doing, what are our goals and purposes in life, what is God's will for my life. You see, prayer is an active avenue to discover more about yourself, more about your purpose, more about your identity. Prayer really shines a light into our heart and our soul. Prayer is an active avenue where we can experience deep change. You see, prayer is instinctive, it's very instructive. But we learn lastly here that prayer is a journey. Prayer is simply responding to what you know. Based on what you know will determine how you respond. Prayer is answering God, is communicating back to God. And the goal of prayer is to answer Him, to have a full conversation with God. Prayer is not to get things done. That's how we typically approach it. That is part of it. But if you can change your perspective, if you will, if you can change the focus of prayer, not to get something done, but to get to someone. You see, prayer is to fully understand who God is and how we should relate to Him. J.I. Packer said this: knowing God is more than knowing about Him. It is a matter of dealing with Him as He opens up to you and being dealt with by Him. And so prayer is not just about give me this, do this. We got to pause that perspective of prayer. But just ask yourself, how often, I know me, I come to God with a list, and my prayer typically goes that route. But if I can change my perspective, and this is what Paul was praying, I want you to pray, and I want you to understand. He said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this is what I want for you. I want you to go on a prayer journey, and I want you to grow, and I want you to learn, and at the end, you will know the love of Christ with passage knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Think about that. Look at the two words here. Three words. You're filled, all, and fullness. I mean, He wants you to be so filled up that it's just running over everywhere. You see, prayer is not just about communication. It's about connection. Knowing God through prayer creates connection and grows our relationship to Him. It's through prayer we can discover who God is. It's through prayer that we can encounter God. You see, prayer is responding to what you know, but it's also a process through which you and I grow. Prayer is a verbal response of faith to God based on His pursuit of us, and the revelation of who He is, what He's revealed about Himself to us. When we grow in our knowledge of Him, we will know how to properly communicate with Him. So often we say, I just struggle to pray. I don't know how to pray, what to pray. But as we pursue knowledge of Him, it'll help us to pray. And as we pray, we'll grow in our knowledge of Him. It all goes hand in hand. And since our knowledge grows, so our prayer life grows and experience. And as our prayer life grows, so our knowledge of God grows. This does not mean that prayers of a young Christian are not effective or accepted by God. It means that prayer is a journey that's reflected in our growth and our knowledge of God. So what is the real goal in prayer? Is it to get things from God, to help others, to checkmark a box or a religious duty? No, the goal of prayer is verse 19. It is an encounter with God. One writer said this: what is prayer then in the fullest sense? Prayer is continuing a conversation that God started through His Word and His grace, which eventually becomes a full encounter with Him. Think about that. Prayer is continuing a conversation that God already started. God said, hey, you and I respond. And He begins to speak all about Himself through His Word and His grace, which leads or should end with a full encounter with Him. As we think about prayer, practically speaking, taking our next step here, how can you grow in faithful practice towards real prayer? Let me just give you a few thoughts here as we close out our episode. Number one, plan to practice prayer. I say this, remove the regret in prayer. I believe we all walk around with regret in prayer because we never feel like we do it right and we never feel like we do it enough. So one, remove the regret. All right, start where you're at. Don't leave prayer up to chance. It's not probably going to happen if you're constantly thinking, well, if you're trying to find a time to pray, go ahead and schedule a time to pray. Plan it, practice it, journal, and jump into it. So plan to practice prayer and then experiment with it. There's all different types of prayer mentioned in Scripture: meditation, contemplation, petition, thanksgiving, confession, adoration. Take different passages of Scripture and pray through those. Spiritual CPR, we've done an episode on that. Confession, praise, and request. Go in that order. Whatever it is, so plan to practice prayer. Experiment with your prayer. Do different times, different locations. Try different ways. Don't get caught in the rut. Don't always say the same exact things. Remember, it's a conversation. It's not a wish list to Santa Claus. Here's my 10 things that I want, and I'm going to say them 10 times. There's nothing wrong with praying the same thing multiple times. Jesus teaches us that in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed three different times, pretty much the same prayer to His Father. Two of them were exactly the same for sure. So plan to practice prayer, experiment with it, and then grow in your knowledge of God. Go to the Bible, read the passages. Constantly ask, what is this teaching about the actual person of God? Go to church, listen to the messages. Constantly ask, what is this teaching about the actual person of God? Listen to a podcast. What is the message from it? Constantly ask, what is this teaching me about the actual person of God? Go to prayer. Talk and listen to Him and ask, what is this teaching me about the actual person of God? Thank you for taking the time to listen. If this podcast has been helpful to you, please share it with a friend or subscribe to stay up to date on the latest episodes. You can connect with Collegians for Christ online for more information and resources at cfccampusministry.com.